Peoria County Sheriff Brian Aspel received his official appointment with the Peoria County Board's approval late last week. He's filling out the remainder of the sheriff's term vacated by Mike McCoy earlier this summer. And Aspel has been quick to make his first appointments. The former jail superintendent made his first appointment, naming his replacement. He named Peoria County Sheriff's Department veteran Rhonda Guyton to the post. Guyton is celebrating 24 years of service and was Peoria County's first African-American female deputy. She's also the first to be named jail superintendent. But as primary as that may be, it's likely secondary to the skill set Guyton brings to the job. She says she grew up in Harrison Homes with a mentally ill mother, and the road was often difficult. She says the police always helped her, and that combination shaped the perspective she's maintained in law enforcement.
When I became a police officer, I thought because I knew exactly where I came from and the things that were going on behind the scenes that no one else would know, I knew that I couldn't always come in with this hard hand or this hard stand. I had to show empathy. I had to ask specific questions to kind of get to the root of why a person was behaving a certain way or why they made the wrong choice.
Guyton says her experience growing up in public housing with family mental illness and occasional police support were foundational.
And that's the reason why I've dedicated myself, my life to community service, because I've been there and I know that if someone had not stepped in, I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you now.
The Peoria County Jail has a daily census of about 350 people. It's estimated 70% of those incarcerated there are dealing with some form of mental illness, including situational depression. Sheriff Brian Aspel says they added mental health professionals about 4 years ago. He says it's been helpful, but it's not enough since the jail became the largest mental health institution in central Illinois. Aspel says over the last 15 years, the population of the jail has changed, coinciding with the state's closure of Zeller Mental Health Center and the transfer of those services to a community-based model.
This is the last resort where you had to send people with mental illness, and that's part of our mission right now in the corrections environment, is working on these collateral problems that we're facing here in our community. So as I bring this up, I'm saying this because that's why it's important to have the right people placed in these positions.
At the same time the new sheriff named Rhonda Guyton to manage the jail, he also named Carmisha Turner as assistant corrections superintendent. This comes after Turner's been serving in the interim role.
I'm very excited moving forward, and selfishly because I've been wearing both hats as sheriff and superintendent for the past 7 weeks, and if it wasn't for Carmisha, I'd probably have a stroke or white hair right now. So,
Turner is also African-American. Aspel says he made both appointments on resume, experience, and ability. But he says both Guyton and Turner lend the jail and the sheriff's department an important diversity at a time trust in law enforcement is low.
There's a lot of room. There's a lot of work we have to do to gain that trust back. And having Rhonda on the team opens that door back up. And we can have these honest, sometimes difficult conversations with all of the population of our county. But she definitely has an avenue where she can bring that trust back to our department.
For her part, new Peoria County Jail Superintendent Rhonda Guyton says she'll work to grow the rehabilitation programs her predecessor, Sheriff Aspel, started. They agree the biggest areas of need in the Peoria County Jail are GED and job training, as well as mental health and addiction counseling. I'm Tanya Kuntz.